Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, akekho ofana no Christu, nobody like Jesus. Baphinde ba angikhumbuze omunye umhlabelelo uma ecula kanje uDarwin Hobbs ethi kamatla hohle hohle hakamufumana hobaneng hobane hayo ya tshwanang le Jesu. Nobody like Jesus. Hey, uyazi nginifaka ngalezi bathini ezingabuni. Uyazaza Uncle Bongs.
Ezingasoze zabu.
Yes, ezange Sunday yazi urelaxile udla hay plus nina ningama chef. Yazi nibekile lapha ya. Uyazi ngapha umculo nje ulokuthi nobody like Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sanbonani.
Sawubona thobela sesi
lekhaya
yeleji rona lekhaya
uyazizwa Uncle Bongs
angizizwa la
ngaphansi kwe table ngaphansi kwe table
ngaphansi kwetafula
yes yenza ukuthi uzizwe lapha yenza imagic
kancane kancane
so uyazizwa manje
yeah no
okay all right siyakwamukela la ekhaya.
Thank you for bringing us back.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Part 2.
Amen.
Yeah, if bebangalalanga hayi baphuthelwe impela.
Yo we.
Ngoba manje sebayithola seingaphakathi indaba. Phela siyaqhubeka manje ngayo.
Yeah, yonke into yabo uma ufuna ukuenjoy soap kahle kahle.
Yeah.
Nazo ke now I can hear myself.
Oh, I put a belike mina. Ngikhohle ukuthi nginama guest awu 2, ngiyenze A1.
Yeah, so if you really want to enjoy a soapy,
yeah,
you must get episode 1, episode 2.
Yes.
Kanjalo.
Kanjalo.
Yeah, so this is episode 2.
This is episode 2, but bazoyibamba endleleni or abaye ku podcasts. bayithola ukuthi iqala kuphi konje le ndaba.
Exactly.
Amen. And how was church, Sister P?
Oh, it was beautiful, sis. As usual, our pastor Wally.
Yeah.
I always preach. He's a preaching machine.
Yeah.
Today he was preaching about the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
The inner court and the outer court, explaining the tabernacle.
Yeah.
The meaning of it in this new covenant.
Yeah.
What it means for us. So it was quite powerful.
Wow. Ngaze ngafisa ngathi bengilapho. Kodwa hayi sengizwile ukuthi hayi umyalezo bonamandla kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yebo. Angithi kumele sikuthole nalokudla komphefumulo. Asizi kuphela ukudla kwa Chef Monati bese siphelela lapho.
Yeah.
Ukudla komoya nokudla kwenhliziyo.
Yebo, yebo.
Ukudla kaNkuluNkulu.
Yebo. Njoba sisho ke bazalwane ukuthi ke babuyile ngepart 2 ye testimony yabo. Uma ke mhlambe ungayizwanga, ithi ngiphinde futhi ngisho ngithi ungangena ku Radio Pulpit app kukhona la ungakwazi ukudownloada khona i-podcast noma ungene ku website www.radiopulpit.co.za. Uncle Bongs, Sis Thapi, I testimony yenu touched abantu abaningi and yaphinda yaletha ne hope kulabo ukuthi balahlekelwe ithemba or kulabo who are going through ama hardships. You know, ngezinye ikhathi sinokuthi izinto sizibukele le ekudeni and then kube ngathi you know man ayikho lento le. Uya understand. So umuntu wangempela uma efika and then eshare udaba lwakhe ukuthi kwenzeke kanje na kanje. Yilapho ubona khona ukuthi how uyazi mina ngithi lobunzima engibhekane nabo. You know, akekho umuntu owabhekana nabo. And then you listen to i testimony omunye umuntu uthi ha. Kanti kunzima kanje la emhlabeni. So ngempela i testimony yenu iye yaletha i hope kubantu abaningi ngoba akukho easy to bounce back. You know, ukuthi umuntu lokuthi you were driving this luxury car.
Yes.
You had a roof over your head.
Yeah.
Bokwazi kuyibonela Uncle Bongs. And then tukutuku awusaboni.
So you see, let me recap for those who missed it. I know to get the gist of it.
Yeah.
They have to go to the podcast to download
Yes.
Everything. But yeah. A good recap is I was a radio personality,
mm-hmm.
quite successful in my career. I was at the height of my career.
Yeah.
I was the first voiceover preferred artist in South Africa. Even in Africa.
Yes.
Probably competing with three other artists.
Yeah.
In the whole country. There's what you call black English and white English.
Okay.
So if you were looking for a voice artist to do black English,
yeah,
you would choose Bongani NX.
Yeah.
And if you wanted white English, you would go for Rob Vega.
Mm-hmm.
So very successful, six-figure income earner.
Wow.
I could travel to the world wherever I wanted to.
Yeah.
Three times, four times a year.
Yeah.
My life was really quite set.
Mm.
But all started going haywire. One day, out of the blue, I lost my vision. I lost my eyesight slowly but surely. I was so sick. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I lost my vision. Then I lost my job.
Mm.
No one was interested to hire a blind guy to do voiceovers anymore. I was doing the Perfect Sishebo show. I was doing Generations here and there. I was really in the height of my career.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it all went pear-shaped.
Mm.
And then I found Tapi and I found Christ through that process of finding Matapelo.
Yeah.
And Matapelo became like my conduit, or the sort of vision, ukuthi, what is this gospel about?
Yeah.
I was seeking and I was looking.
Mm.
I was hunting. I was knocking at every door.
Yeah.
I had been to Izangoma. I had been to clairvoyance. I had been to abafundisi, laba bafundi ncwadi, baphinde babhule. Bayabhula baphinde bafundi iBhayibheli.
Yeah.
So they doubled what?
Yeah. Bangapha yes.
Abazazi ukuthi bangapha noma bangale.
Yeah.
So I've been to those guys. I've been to people that told me kumele ngithwase. Omunye wazi wathi hamba uye eMozambique wena. Ngoba ungathi amadlozi angakini ale eMozambique.
Sure.
Abanye bathi no ase Zimbabwe. Abanye bathi no ase Ghana. They all confused me.
Yeah.
Until one day, I was very prayerful. I was one of those Christians you call Christians, so-called Christians, quote unquote. Because you call yourself Christian when you sign a document and you fill up a document. And then you go, then ngo kismusi, yites hamba pambili. Ngo kuti. Yites hamba pambili, Good Friday. Yitina laba sesontweni.
Laba bagcwalisa isonto.
Yitina sgcwalisa isonto ngogodi. Imoto zishone eNatal kwaZulu. Ngogodi.
Yeah.
Siya emasontweni siyothandaza, siyawazi amaculo, amacilongo, sinjalo. We like to call ourselves Christians.
Yeah.
By name.
Mm.
But we didn't know. I was really in the dark.
Yeah.
So until I saw what a Christian lifestyle is through Matapelo, who didn't dabble in both.
Yeah.
She was truly, truly, truly a child of God.
Yeah.
Had never been to a nyanga. Akayazi nenyanga.
Yeah.
Mangithi ngishisa impepho, akazi nokuthi ngikhuluma ngani.
Yeah.
So in my radio career, there are those people that come to my radio show and they talk about being a sangoma and also being a Christian. So yeah. I really thought it was possible for a black man, ukuthi you identify your culture by what you do. Nezangoma, bangakini, amadlozi, your family tree. I didn't really understand it until I started delving deeper into who is my creator.
Yeah.
And through the Bible study.
Mm.
Then I understood. So in other words, to cut a long story short, I was in the dark.
Yeah.
And my people shall perish due to lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So then when I met Tapi, she started unpacking to me who is Christ. Without even saying anything. She was just living her own life.
Yeah.
And I was an observer.
Yeah.
And I would hear her quote scripture that would touch my heart. You know, would seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness. And then all these things will begin to be unpacked.
Yeah.
And in front of my eyes, they started getting unpacked. Jesus introduced himself to me. God introduced this whole tabernacle, this whole Holy Spirit, this whole sacrifice. All these things, ukuyohlaba imbuzi uthi we are sacrifice, uchithika zile mbuzi. But Jesus spilled his blood for once, for all. So I was in the dark in that regard. And here I am, I started regaining my vision again. And I started seeking Christ.
Yeah.
And all the money in the world you could give me did not matter anymore.
Mm.
Then there was a time when we took a sabbatical, my wife and I, before we got married. 3 months we disappeared from the face of the earth. No Facebook, no internet, nothing. We just went and sat in that scripture day in, day out, praying, fasting. We were so thin, people thought we were dying. I'm a big guy, really, really big guy. At some point, I was a size 42.
Wow.
But I was now a size 32. I threw away all my suits and my clothing and all the glamour and glitz. And I started focusing on who is Christ. Who am I in Christ?
What holy identity
and I then got a born again identity of a new DNA of Christ. And who am I in Christ? Who am I in God?
Wow.
And it's taken us how long now? 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sthapi, we example entle le izwi sitshela ukuthi nizobabona ngeyithelo zabo.
Yeah.
As Uncle Bongs esho ukuthi bona akangiconvincanga akasho ngolutho kimi but nashebile.
Yeah.
Diketso tsa gagwe bare no man, this is the right way or the right path of melengitate. And usale wabona yang gore no man, this man now utsamaya tsela e right.
You know, Sesibahle, we are in the world.
Yeah.
But we are not of it.
Yes.
So sometimes how li sister ulumomudimung, but you are looking for a partner.
Yeah.
You pray to God and you tell God, mudimu kinyaka muno musole sole sole sole. So akirunali, especially runaba the modern 21st century women, runali checklist. Mara checklist ela mudimu urinkayona.
Yeah.
Kabo pelo bahao.
Yeah.
You know, you might want a prolific guy who's earns a six-figure income, but mudimu runyaka ko kae wena. You know. So when I met Bongs, I could see that, you know, this is a prolific man.
Yeah.
He's a respectable man and he's got a good heart. Mara uthoka ntwe one fela ana Jesu. If one Jesu uthutsi.
Yeah.
Because he as a chogore he was dabbling in other things. Jelo hore according to my kingdom knowledge, you know, as a child of God. God does not allow them because he is a jealous God. You know, he says, love me with your heart, with your soul, with your strength, with your might, with everything that you have. Love me and love me only.
Yeah.
If there is anything that God hates, it's idolatry.
Yeah.
Because you are taking all the attention to him as your maker. And you are putting it on something that he created himself for you.
Yeah.
For your benefit. Whatever that they are using, I'm not sure. You know, when he decided in the relationship, this is what I'm deciding today. I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because I was trying to convince him, but with wisdom, not really trying to push to him too much, because nekinyaka mudimu yena akitirele mereko wa hae moyena, because sometimes runaba sadi are khone go relaxa re tshepe mudimu re rapele o khuna me o rapele o botse mudimu re mudimu ke yo monna ke a morata, and ke bona o ka rona le di qualities tse ke di ratang, even if Hana chelete mudimu. Chelete is not a problem.
Yeah.
Retla idira together.
Yeah.
Mara kinyaka fela ora arate wena. Ene atshave wena. Because kiatseba hori, if Jesus is his portion, everything else is gonna fall into place.
Amen.
And that's exactly what happened to us. You know, he said to me, Eish babes, nyowa thu uri nka sizulu ke ba thuba mantwe na tswere di pizza nyana tse ding so wa di bona di pizza tse tsa sizulu tse tsa go tshela majwala a sesotho
okay
eh are masambe masambe nyozi chatla kula di lezinto lezi kare are ya mga tjaka ka mosala morago
yeah
a di pshatla
yeah
ka mapelong ke a tjaka tula ke re Jesus when are you are Lord and you are seated on your throne you and you alone
wow yeah.
Hallelujah a di pshatla di pshatla di pshatla ra fetse re you know what send your tembelo unkulunkulu kuphela angisazifuni lezinto lezi azisebenzi
yeah
kare amen mga tjaka a di bereki and a lot of concentrate mo Jesong fela
yeah and emudimo o amone ko wena
amen
wow you know utabazalwane sinjani so nabasa go judge gore mathapelo ile motho pulusitsweng o batlang le motho sa pulusiwang
ba judge tse go judge ses
yeah
ba judge tse go judge gore ibile a ke tsebile gore nka e bolela byang it was challenging
yeah.
Even for my own family I have to say it because it is the truth I know they are listening and they know
yeah
you know my mother had to come back to me and really apologize and repent to say you know ngwanaka no nyetswe and no nyetswe ki so called men of God
yeah
mara our no so happy so and just a go tshware so so what happened nenka seduli le yena as a child of God knowing very well hore he is not prepared to change his ways and he is not prepared to repent because dark and light cannot be together so as I'm saying gore we are in the world but we are not of it I had to tell him who I am when I first met him so that he can choose lenna I was prepared to say to the Lord gore mudimo oh awa o ke yena o tshe if a sena o tlomponcha wena modimo wa ka ke a go tseba mos
yeah
if you know your God and you can see monna marara motseba ke re kgodile wa mona re monna o tletse ka o raloka
yeah
or le ka re le ba pulisitseng ba teng the man of God ba bantsi ba tletse ka o raloka too much so character ya motho le nature ya motho is not determined by sometimes their faith because faith it iba an extra thing that comes into a person's life and changes them completely into God's kingdom but ke mon hore he can be a Christian and he can hora hore he can completely be a full package yaka
look at him look at him manje look at him
hallelujah what God has done
and ne le gona a mponang gantle last year December gore ke nna a full mathapelo sfatlhego na sa mponi pila ke re matlo na sa bone ke re mona ke ra ska wara wena ke montle
a o boneka litlo la semoya
eya are mara ya
se tsare tswara mo
a bantu ba yang tsene go tumuhle ke re are mara what if o leya ke re a gona taba if ke leya o ksala yo o yang thata na minya thanda ene nna go ratile o samponi so how says o bona mo o sketle wa be wa njikela
So Uncle Bongs, is it true that love is blind?
No, love is truly blind because right now we serve a Christ we've never seen.
Yeah.
We serve a Christ due to what we read from his word.
Yeah.
We were not there when the 12 disciples were in conduit with him.
Yeah.
Right now siyathemba.
Yeah.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona by faith. So as a Christian that's exactly how in fact all men all men in the world should be blindfolded and go into the world and look for a wife blindfolded because looks deceive us we go for a woman because of the way she looks then you get caught up in your eyes which have deceived you about the personality of the person you spend so much time 5 years down the line you discover new character traits that you don't like in that person that beauty goes out the window because the reality hits home I realize in the book of Genesis where Jacob met Leah.
Mm.
And Leah was not his first choice. Rachel was his first choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to wait another 7 years because Laban, the father of these two girls, tricked him on when they were getting married. He put a veil on Leah because in that time, the firstborn daughter was the first one to be married.
Yeah.
And Rachel was the secondborn.
Mm.
So Papa felt, no, I've got to find a way, a husband for my daughter.
Mm.
And anyone who has seen her doesn't want her. She's got squint eyes. She's a little bit on the ugly side. She's never going to get a man.
Mm.
Here is a guy of a man of God. I know this man is going to look after my daughter, but how do I tell him? So he had to come up with improvising idea. On the wedding day, he blindfolded the guy by means of alcohol and whatnot. When Jacob woke up in the morning, he saw Leah and he had already coveted her.
Mm.
And now he's thinking, as a man of God, maybe God has a plan here.
Mm.
I cannot choose. I'm putting words in his mind and I'm thinking about what a man of God would have thought.
Yeah.
To say, okay, now God has presented this for me.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Let me go with her.
Mm.
And guess what? Judah came from Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' line of bloodline comes from Leah.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So eventually, he gave her 6 children. What does that tell you? There was something there in Leah. Rachel only gave him 2 kids. Okay?
Mm. Mm.
Joseph and Benjamin. But the other kids came from Leah. And all of them, the Levites, who are the priests of God, came from Leah.
Mm.
And Jesus Christ himself, his line of David, comes from Leah.
Yeah.
So you've got to sit back and not concentrate too much on what a woman looks like.
Mm.
But rather, God said, the perfect match for you.
Mm.
So these women must be presented to us by God, not by our own loving to see, I nearly said a very funny insult word. The looks are the last thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Because it must be a woman of God, a Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm.
If you've never known what a good woman is,
go
and read Proverbs 31 from verse 9.
Yeah.
Mm. From chapter 9.
Yeah.
The man is chapter 1 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
From chapter 9.
From verse 1 to 9.
Let me correct that. Proverbs 31, from verse 1 to 9, is about how a man should be.
Mm.
From verse 10 onwards, that's the woman.
Mm.
In fact, maybe right now, if you have a Bible at home, run quickly, grab Proverbs 31, read through it, and see what a wife is. There's not a single verse in there that says she must look gorgeous.
Mm-mm.
Not one.
No.
It talks about the character of Jesus, the character of God.
Yeah.
We are made in the image of the Almighty.
Amen.
And it never says we must look handsome, tall, dark and handsome, and look like the models from the USA.
Mm-hmm.
It all talks about the character and what provision you have for God, and what your purpose is in that marriage.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 1556 Uncle Bongs kanyeke nosis Matapelo Tapi bane restaurant ibizwa Chef Monati. Bona if u around breads iyalaphaya e Casa Grande ngeke uyisole uzothola ukudla okumnandi bona African cuisine ifuthanda lina le body barking kan
ditlakwana
yes and then
chakalaka oxtail
mautwana
malana
dikilana
manqina
bo ma dumpling bo disemp
Kamuka.
Kamuka. Yes. Okay, asithathe i-break encane lana. Mhlawumbe unombuzo noma une comment uthanda ukukhuluma nayo Uncle Bongs, uthanda ukukhuluma no Sis Thapi. Ithi ke mhlawumbe ngikunikeze u 5 minutes. Ungathumela leyo WhatsApp voice note. Mhlawumbe ungakhuluma nabo live on air ku 012-334-1322 noma ke uthumele i WhatsApp voice note ku 0826572729 noma ke kube i text emveni nje kwaloko ya ushaye ku sase manje.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events. Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi sisanda wonye si sonke ke uzokuyoshaya u 5 iskhat manje sithi 2 minutes before 4 o'clock. You know Uncle Bongs, you know Sis Thapi njoba ke beqhubeka beshare i testimony yabo. Sis Thapi,
okay.
Yini ongathanda ukuthi mhlambe abantu bayifunde from your journey kanye kakhulukazi wena no Uncle Bongs?
Okay, I can just say that, you know, without faith you cannot please God. When you start depending on the world to determine your life as a child of God, that's where the problem starts. For a young person who's ready to get married, or you are engaged to be married, check, Hori, are you getting married because you love that person? Are you getting married because maybe that person makes your life convenient? What is really the reason why you are getting married? That is really what I have a cry in my heart for. Because there's so much divorce in South Africa right now. You know, if you go to court, the divorce you will think, were they not thinking when they get married, when they got married? Bana, what happens to the kids now? 2, 3, 4 yabana. And the generation that we are raising right now, these kids are so confused. They don't even know. They are so perverted. They don't know. Girls wants to be boys. Boys wants to be girls. They are losing their identity because their parents are not there.
Oh, okay.
Avuleka.
Azovuleka. Azovuleka. Ngicalame kancane. Yeah. Ungaqhubeka sithapi.
Yeah, when the two parents are not in a family, God loves the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
I believe in marriage, and I know that there are a lot of people who have lost hope in marriage. But to be honest, if we have to do it the kingdom way, all is not lost. There is still hope for a divorced man who is sitting at home thinking, hey, abafazi bayahlupa, ngiyomtholaphi umfazi o right, basase khona my brother, abafazi aba right. You just need to push in and ask God what you really want. You know, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name can humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways. Because you cannot live a double lifestyle and then how fetsa be o runya ka msadi o mo right. How fetsa go nwa majwala le di henese uri ke ya greken go nya ka msadi ka Sunday. I bereke jwalo because that's where o tshwenya ngwana batho. Yena o bona o le brother ganti wena o tlile for msadi.
The so intentions are wasetsona.
Stop living a double life and focus on what you want from God. God will give you your heart's desires.
Yeah.
But he's looking at your heart, Luen. Mm-hmm. So that's my advice, really, Hore. If we really want this next generation of children to be raised in a proper family, and if we want leaders in the future, marriage need to be really constituted. Kadi the principles is amudim.
Yeah. Iting tatu ucingo. Sawana dume. Okay, uhambile uzobuya futhi. Uzobuya nayo. Okay, iting funde lawo Pastor Masango uthi sanibonani bahle and guests. We must not allow our past to hold us back from reaching our future destination. The wife of Lot lost her salvation and new history. She did receive the grace of salvation by the angels of God Almighty, but she was too attached to Gomorrah and Sodoma. Yeah. She was too rooted to the blood relatives' voices. The church need to be uprooted to Jesus Christ. He is the source of our salvation and destination. Why whosoever that love his wife, children, her husband more than I, akangifanele. Lot's wife was devoted to Gomorrah and Sodom than to obey her God Almighty. Our studio guests keep on listening. Gumoya oyingcwele.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Go Pastor Masango. Okay, ngicela silalele lai I voice note iphuma ku Kalimambo. Kalimambo. Kalimambo.
Ah, sibingelela nkosazana, sibingelela abalaleli bonke bo Red Pulpit umsakazo tindzaba letithokotisako.
Kalimambo.
Manje ke umfundisi ungijabulisile lapho mekhuluma laphayani ngedlozi. Nami ke ngengaba nawo amadlozi.
Hawu.
Ngengathi ngikhulu mama waphuma wathi ebuye wathi hayi wena kuthiwa sewukhethiwe wena ngamadlozi wakwabo gogo wakho.
Yeah. Hey,
la kuzalwa khona yena umama.
Yebo.
Yeah, manje ke nginganandlela ukuthi idlozi ngoluyenza kanjani. Oh, ngibona abanye abantu labantu bafaka lezi zinto zama upside la makhanda labo ayaye lezi zinto ngizifuna ngoba mina ngangomuntu longithanda impilo leyani ukuthi ngibonwe ngabo mamanyana manje lezi yana uma sengikuleza ngeke ngisabonwa manje manje ke hayi manje ngalithola ikhambi ke uma ngimukela uJesu Kristu ukuthi impilo yokuthi idlozi lingeze emzimbeni wami yini ukuba ngumuKristu.
Haleluya.
Ngiphile impilo yobuKristu. Ngikhulume njengomuKristu.
Yeah.
Yeah, ilento lehlukhipha idlozi kimi le. Angisana nginani nix manje ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Haleluya. Ewo, siyambonga uJesu.
Yebo.
You know, one day let me just tell you this quick story.
Yeah.
I had a dream. And I told my pastor this dream. I saw my grandmother swimming like a frog.
Sure.
Hey, ngangakaze ngibone ugogo eswima since ngazalwa. Kodwa my grandmother was swimming in my swimming pool at my house.
Sure.
Swimming towards me.
Yeah.
And on her left was a black snake, long and big and dangerous. It's also swimming towards me. Ugogo nangu ya swima uza kimi. Already, there were two things that were an anomaly in that dream. Ugogo akakwazi ukuswima. Nenyoka nje angizwani mina ke nenyoka. Ngiyayisaba inyoka. Uyabaza abantu abamnyama.
Yeah.
Azizwani nje nenyoka.
Yeah.
So ngambuza umfundisi ukuthi lisho ukuthini leli phupho. Wathi umfundisi naye wake waba nali phupho elifana naleli kodwa ugogo wakhe wayemcela ukuthi azomembeza. So wabona ugogo wakhe enqunu.
Sure.
So he thought immediately ukuthi that cannot be right. So wangibuza ukuthi what was out of place in that dream of yours? That if I saw a snake in my swimming pool, either ngizobiza the SPCA bazoyilanda noma ngizoyibulala. kodwa ugogo swima njengexoxo emanzini, that can't be okay.
Yeah.
So he revealed ke to me ukuthi those were called water spirits.
Hmm.
That means your grandmother dabbled in water spirits. Usho ukuthi she embraced the water spirits. And you were one that was chosen by those water spirits to pay back. Because if she embraced the water spirits, it means someone must continue that ray.
Yeah.
Ushona ugogo, someone must be picked up in that bloodline. That means we are cursed until we all are finished.
Sure.
So mina ke I had to renounce that spirit.
Yeah.
So what happened in my dream was ugogo froze emanzini. Nenyoka ya freezer. Kwaba nje ileyo nto leyo kwaxakeka nje ukuthi they can't swim anymore because I called the name of Jesus in my dream. And then they froze.
Wow.
So they were captured. I don't know what a better word is. They seemed like they were just frozen in place. So that already told me ukuthi lawo madlozi, those were familiar spirits. They were not really madlozi. We are made to believe ukuthi kunento ekuthiwa idlozi, kanti those are called familiar spirits. So I went to study even longer and more deeper ukuthi what are familiar spirits and how do they present themselves to us.
Yeah.
Bese sitshela ukuthi amadlozi, then we embrace them. Kanti we are killing our family tree and bloodline.
Nayi enye i-voice note ngicabanga sizogcina ngayo le ngoba isikhathi sethu sesiphelele. Yeah, asilalela umama la. Okay, what's up?
Dumela sisibahle.
Dumela me.
Le baying ba gago ka mo.
Amen.
Kuku Sara mama Sara, mona mo bretsemo. Jo, ba ke testimony. Yo. Yes, it's what she really was. Eh, kaba tuwa orikise jambo na upakibyo. Upakibyo. Amudumar na wakona.
Hallelujah.
Ay, toma waifeja kanedri. Rata ole wo, habana ba mudimu, sisima tapelo tumelo ya hao. Echare ya roho tata.
Amen.
Ankel bo, ankel kamo.
Eh.
Awa reale wo, gore di akhona o phatlwa dipitjana.
Eh.
Amen.
Le pele gore botsa. Se se ba hlebolelang ga botse le restaurant mo kae?
Yo.
Ke nya kwe ja ke.
Go casa grande.
Ja ba chama nete ja wa piwa ke bana ba modimo.
Yeah.
Ya le wa mma. Fala mna ke mo rena le tsono lo fatsa.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Casa Grande Mesara. Hey, kumnandi laphaya. Kumnandi. Yes. Asivaleni ngicela ukunikeza a minute. Yeah. Uncle Bongs, ngicela usivalele. Amapha amazo othanda ukuthi ke uvale ngawo.
Matthew chapter 6.
Yeah.
Verse 33.
Aha.
Awumazi uNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Ngaphandle kokuthi umfune yena. No one comes to Jesus except through God.
Yes.
And no one comes to God except via Jesus. Seek ye first. Ibhayibheli libeka kamnandi kanjani?
Yeah.
Seek ye first. Uyambona lo first lo?
Yeah.
Ungamkhohlwa. Funa kuqala
umbuso
kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi unjani. God is a king. He rules in a kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And that kingdom has got subjects. And those subjects are called by his name.
Amen.
And in order to find out about that kingdom, you've got to follow the rules and the regulations, the precepts of who is God. It's a government. Umuphila ku government. Under a government, you've got to adhere to the rules and regulations of that government. The government of God is ruled by its rules.
Yes.
God is a king. His son is a king. His subjects are kings.
Amen. Ausmatapelo.
I just want to say, Hori, we asked for donations the last time when
we were here
for the 21st of December for our Thanksgiving service. Since we are also taking care of the destitute kids Nyaupe boys, baba modi strateng. We do outreaches, we give them food.
Hallelujah.
Go bread, go Jericho, go Mututung, Demonsville, Kakwa, Kidi Pleketa Renaria, Diraba Piela. How about the chef Monati, to be honest with you? It's not a restaurant, it's a ministry.
Yeah.
Because the mobile kitchen that we have is for the kids. Mm. We cook for them during the week.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, we cook for them, go kereken, we feed 200 families every wow. week at the church.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 21st of December, we have an event that we are going to buy them toys. So nerukhopetse di donation, and we want to just to say thank you
wow.
for the people that called us
mm-hmm.
and the people that we went and fetched the clothes
mm-hmm.
from their houses. Baba ngoba di roommates. So we've got so many clothes
wow.
at the church that are there, at the package. Bana ba tloba fa le batho ba golo bo mme ba bona le ba le bontate ba bona. So re a leboga le ba ba santsaneng ba nyaka go donate. There's still time for this mm-hmm. week, especially the grocery packages. You know, a gona ntwe botlhoko go tswana le go tlhoka joka Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey. If you are going to eat seven colors ka Christmas, think about a child that doesn't have
yeah.
on that day.
Wow.
How yeah. that child is gonna be. And as na li diaparo. So re a gopela di packages tsa grocery or the toys or diaparo. Uka founa mo 065-917-4965 if you want to donate.
Ke kopa o di repeat
065-917-4965.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sizo besi khona nathi sing radio pulpit on the day of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
On the 21st.
Yes. Yes. It will be on a Saturday from 9 to 12.
9 ekseni.
Mm.
So nizobe nenza kanjani? Nizobe niya endaweni is different?
Or? No. On yeah. the 21st, everybody, we have a 34-seater at church that mm-hmm. Pastor Wally bought the church, the transportation for the church. So we're going to fetch everybody that wants to come through,
mm.
all our people, Baba Tamba, Jakadi Tuesdays. So we will be just catering for, you know, our homeless, our destitutes, everybody that wants to come and just take part and just volunteer and cook and just, we're going to sing and just praise the Lord and thank God.
Our church is on Gruon Street in Brett.
Gruon Street.
Okay. Next to CTM.
Yeah.
Around the corner from VW
mm-hmm.
and around the corner from the Brett's Mall. You can't miss it. There's De Gruen Park. Right opposite the Gruen Park.
CTM.
On De Gruen
CTM
Street.
Just there on that road.
CTM kana imo.
It's on the main road that comes to Brett.
Next to Engine Garage.
Yes, next to Engine Garage.
Mm.
Past the Engine Garage on your right hand side, you will see it there.
Yeah.
Mm. Opposite CTM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ngizobe ngilapho nami bazalwane sithi alihambele levangeli. Okay. Bokunomunye oshayayo labe ngithi sivala ngaye. Siyabonga bazalwane. 065 ababatla go donate dijo.
Yeah.
Diaparo, ditlhako, dikobo, ntona leng yona fela.
Yeah, stationery se ka thusa because January a shi ya
stationery. Yes. Okay, iting thathe nango. Hey, dala shaya. Sawubona. Sawubona.
Hello.
Hello.
Njani?
Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila. Ukhuluma noNkosi.
Oh, bonga inkosi. Ngiyazi ukuthi wena awuzokhuluma la emoyeni ne. Ithi sikhulume after ne.
Oh.
Or uthanda ukukhuluma noUncle Bongs noSisthapi?
Oh, ayipha.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. Bongi nkosi, sizokhuluma after show angithi.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. All right, siyabonga. Bantu base Brett, bathu bako Mututung, bathu bako Diamondsville, segwailane.
Letlabile. Jericho.
Jericho le gonyane. Letlakaneng.
Majakaneng.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bapong. Yes. Itlang.
Yes.
Itlang go.
Sunny Way and Ten Room.
Yes.
Yes.
Kako Hardis.
Yes. Aritling on a Saturday. So, ekseni nizobe nipha abantu. And then later on, kuzobe kune music festival.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah. inkosi nje ingcinele nina ngoba siyabadinga ngempela abantu abafana nani.
Thank you.
Uncle Bongs ulibambe njalo ivangeli.
Kanti uzongifaka nini emsakazweni? Because you promised me a job here. I'm putting it on air.
Oh mama tateng.
I'm asking for a revival. A renewal.
Sis Kiribon, are you listening?
I'm on fire for Jesus.
You are on fire for Jesus. Yeah. Okay, singenile sigabeni sokugcina sizoba ne discussion kanye no Pastor Mamsi Mashinini. Today sithini sithi stop licking that wound. Ngena ngalomnyango ovuliwe ngizokhuluma naye emveni kwalokhu bese ngithatha nomhlabelelo ya ngicela ungalisusi iphonto liqhubeke lehleli ku AM 657
hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla thola iapp yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store futhi ungavakashela u radiopulpit.co.za
657 AM Radio for Believers in Action.
In an exciting development for the Garden Route, Radio Pulpit has expanded its reach to this region. It's time to tell your friends and family to listen to Radio Pulpit with a push of a button. Although listeners in the Garden Route will not be able to tune into Radio Pulpit 657 AM on medium wave, they can now listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, Openview 607, and the Radio Pulpit app. Also follow us on social media and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and Openview 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.